This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pitch to Manny. Swung on. Hit in the air to deep left field. Collins is back. He's at the wall. Way back. Gonna go! Long home run to left for Manny Machado. Second of the series, and another big one as the Padres get the first run of the day. It's 1-0.
You might imagine Tony Gwynn Jr. and everybody out there. I did not hear from the Manny hater on Twitter yesterday about the fact that he's not clutch.
He wasn't in your DMs yesterday?
Didn't have anything from him yesterday.
Yeah.
No, not after another Manny Machado moment. Leads the Padres to a series win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Welcome in, everybody. Gwynn and Chris getting underway. Starting off a new week, a manic Monday here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. And I was checking earlier today, and guess what? The weather outside is not frightful. And there are no chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yet, it feels like Christmas.
Oh, I was like, it's freezing here. I know
because
that.
Because you couldn't figure out where I was going to go.
No,
with
it's
that.
It's like 12 degrees in here right now.
In here it is, but outside, it is not winter time. It is not the dead of winter. It feels like Christmas. Thank you, Major League Baseball. At long last, you allow us the pleasure of seeing one of the best rivalries, if not the best rivalry in all of Major League Baseball right now. For the first time this year, the Dodgers play the Padres. And, yeah, I got to think, Tony, I mean, you're at the ballpark. It's, you know, still several hours before the game, et cetera. But there is just a little buzz today, you know, around town. You know, a buzz that is normally missing when the Royals come in or the, you know, all the other stupid teams in Major League Baseball sends us. So,
yeah, no, there's definitely a heightened buzz around the town. I went to Costco for the family this morning and saw a bunch of Padre authentic joints out, jerseys.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Moving around Costco. Saw one guy, I was in the it was near the meat section, and I was pushing the thing, and I ran it, saw a Dodger guy, an older gentleman with a Dodger shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I never do this. This is kind of like how out of the kind of on the fly I was going to Costco in the first place.
Yeah.
I had Padre gear on. Never ever do that. But I was too lazy to change at that point. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to run in here real quick.
Okay.
And so he saw my Padre jersey or shirt. I saw his Dodger shirt, and he said, "How about them Dodgers?" And I said,
"Okay."
We're going to find out about them tonight, my man.
We are going to find out.
We both chuckled and went our ways. And there was a lot of that today. A lot of, you know,
You're nicer
big
than
series.
I am, Tony.
Big series today, Tony.
Yeah, you're nicer than I am. I was driving to the station today. Everybody knows it's a very short drive for me.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact,
where are we going with this?
You can literally throw a rock from your house.
Yeah, I see your house right now.
Used to be a 5-iron, but now that I hit the ball better, it's an 8-iron.
Oh, here we go.
But no, I was buzzing on over here, and I saw one of our gardeners in the neighborhood out doing a little work in the yard out front there. And he had his Dodger hat on, so I ran him over. And you know, so there's a gardener with a Dodger hat lying in the ground. Don't worry about it; he should be okay in about 3 or 4 hours. No, I look. You see the Dodger hat, and your first thought is, "Hey, you know, come on."
You know, I saw a Dodger semi.
Wear that carefully right now. This is all serious for the next few days.
Driving down here, guys, I saw a Dodger semi, all painted in Dodgers colors, Dodgers logo on the door. I'm like, how. I don't know what I can't say what I want to say on the radio, so I can't figure out the words.
Well,
but
just
how,
say it and beep it.
How lame do you have to be to be driving down your Dodger semi? Come on. Hey, how lame do you have to be to make a Dodger semi?
Dodger fans are, you know, they're going to be out in spades tonight, I'm sure. I don't know what the Padres have done about, you know, keeping the tickets away from Dodger fans. I guess we'll see what it looks like in the ballpark tonight, but I am certain it will be yet another sellout, and, you know, finally. I mean, look, we've been waiting all year to play these guys. And, you know, I think if – put it however you want it. But I'm pretty sure if everybody would have said back in, you know, spring training, Tony, that we'd get to June 9th, Dodgers would be coming in for the first meeting of the year, and if the Padres beat them tonight, they go ahead of them into first place in the standings – I think people would have taken that from the Padre perspective, don't you think?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
the whole division was supposed to be 30 out by now.
Yes,
so,
right.
Absolutely.
It was over. Right.
Yeah, it was over when the season started. So yeah, they would take if the Padres win today, they'd take being tied at first place. Everybody would take that for sure.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think honestly, I think it's a good time to. You know, despite the offense not being what it is, I think this road trip was good for this ball club before coming into this series, right? I mean, they had all seven of those games, as we discussed, were 1 or 2 run games.
Six of them were one run.
Most of them were all like 3 runs and below. Like there were not a ton of runs being scored in these games, and so I think it prepares you for what this series could very much be. Now, you know, baseball is one of those sports where we could just have 3 explosive games, you know, 7, 8, 7, 9, 8, you know, high numbers. You know, it definitely could happen. But I'm excited for this series. I don't know that I put any focus on it, honestly, until, I got a whole bunch of stories to tell you guys when it's my turn on the segment side. But just to say, ever since we were sitting on the tarmac, that's probably the first time I actually thought about the matchup. I had, you know, these games, you go to these games one by one, at least I do. And, you know, considering we were in San Francisco where you knew those games were going to be tight, we got to Milwaukee, all of those games were tight. I didn't really have space for the Dodgers in my head. Now, you know, or since about 3:30 Central Time, p.m., I've been kind of excited about this matchup. I think it's going to be a fun series.
Yeah, Padres come into it having played, as you said, Tony, a lot of, you know, playoff-type games. You go back a month here to May 10th, and tomorrow's June 10th. So it was a month ago that the Padres beat the Rockies in that 21-0 game. Since then, the Padres have played 26 games. 16 of those games have been decided by 1 or 2 runs. 10 of them have been decided by 1 run. And here's the best news of all. Of the 16 games that have been decided by 1 or 2, the Padres are 11-5. So they're playing, you know, these kinds of games. More importantly, they're winning these kinds of games. And by and large, you know, they find a way to come out on top. I mean, you know, yesterday, all they got was Manny. You know, how many big pitches did they make in that game to keep Milwaukee, you know, from scoring? I mean, the Brewers seemed like they had a chance every inning or every other inning. And, You know, Matsui gets a big one there. And, you know, on down the line, Jason Adam, you know, who hasn't been, you know, Jason Adam that we're used to. But, man, he came up big yesterday. So, you know, you keep finding a way. I know you lost the game Saturday, and that was disappointing. But even in disappointment, you still got a two-out, two-run double in the ninth inning to tie the game. Says a lot about your ball club. I know you ended up giving up the home run, and that was, you know, a bummer for David Morgan, but that's okay. He'll learn, and he'll, you know, he'll make that next pitch next time. That's okay.
It was so good, fast, 90,
he threw it 98 miles an hour. The guy hit it out. Credit to that guy. That's all I can say.
It wasn't just that it was 98. It was 98, and it was above the zone.
Yeah.
Right? These are things that have to happen in order for guys to learn and get better. And that's the thing that I enjoyed on that road trip is that the bullpen has been – the usage is high on the bullpen, or at least these guys are throwing a lot. And to see different guys step up at different moments when they had their opportunity. Sean stepped up twice in that road trip, whether you were the three-inning outing, and then you had him – really fill Jeremiah Estrada's role in last night's game because he was down. You mentioned Matsui. He pitched a ninth inning in a game on this road trip, and he pitched a big spot in this game yesterday. And those aren't roles that they typically are pitching in, but because guys were down, the Padres, I think Mike Shilton's staff, they chased some victories in that road trip. They got them. And then the consequence was that they couldn't use those guys the following day. And so guys had to step up, and you're starting to see it. We saw it on the offensive side early when all those guys were out hurt, people stepping up. Now it's the pitching side. It's not that guys are hurt. It's just that guys are being not overused, but their usage is high. And so you got to have guys step up. And on that road trip, it was 4-3. I know it's not as pretty as, what, the 7-2 joint they had earlier. But this one... This was a good, solid 4-3 road trip in my opinion.
Four wins on this road trip. Four wins, as you said. Two of them were picked up by Matsui. One was picked up by Peralta. The other was picked up by Suarez. You go back to
That was a two-inning win there.
Morejon got a win in the Pittsburgh series. In the Miami series, Morejon got a win there. Estrada got a win in the Atlanta series, as did Jason Adam. What I'm saying, those are the last five series. They've gone 4-0-1 series-wise. The bullpen is getting most of the decisions, but that's fine with us, right? We want games to be decided by bullpens because we're going to win most of those.
Yeah, so. And now you're starting to create some depth with – and listen, I know David's had a mixed bag of results. You know, he gave up the homer, gave it up two homers. He's also punched out the side. That's a guy that I think they're hopeful can be an additional arm, right? You start having depth in that spot. Whew, man, that bullpen's just going to get stronger.
For all the people that are like, oh, he's terrible, send him back down. Like, these are valuable reps for him for later in the season. And he looks the part. I mean, that's another thing is, like, he doesn't look like he's a bad pitcher or anything.
He got ambushed. He got ambushed the other day. That's pretty much it.
Thanks for the insight there, Ruben Niebla.
You're welcome. I was just making sure you guys all knew.
Yeah, right. I appreciate that. All right, we're underway. Dodgers are finally here. We'll talk more about the series. Plenty about game one tonight. Nick Pivetta will be on the mound. Dustin May for L.A. And, you know, there's a good buzz going in. We're ready to roll here. Padres are right there with the Dodgers, a game back. First place is at stake tonight. Glad you're with us here as we get rolling on 97.3 The Fan with Gwynn and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Chris.
0-2 the pitch. And he swings. Hits it in the air. Deep down the left field line. Collins is back. This one gonna go. A home run for Manny Machado. Hit number 350 in the third inning yesterday. And now number 351. An add-on shot in front of this hostile crowd in Milwaukee. The Padre lead is 2-0.
He's not clutch, though. Yeah. Not clutch at all.
Well, he's also, according to the host of this show, or one of the hosts of this show, way behind on his power numbers. I think somebody was concerned about that about a week or so ago. Don't remember who. Mm. One of the co-hosts of the show, though.
Okay, well, it's not me, then.
It's me.
Okay, me. I was like, I don't remember saying that.
No, I was like, when's he gonna
I
get
knew
more
who
than...
it was the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Tony knew. I was like, when's he going to get more than three homers? Well, he's over now. He's yeah. kind of rolling again.
He is and he's, back he, at it.
I mean, look, if he, this is crazy to think, but could he add a batting title to his collection of things that he's accomplished in his career?
Mess around and find out.
Yeah, right? That's not something anybody would have imagined.
No.
Coming into any season.
A couple things I want to not address, but talk about, if you guys don't mind.
Yes, please.
First of all, shout out to the Mount Carmel baseball team. Runners up in the state finals. They ended up losing that.
Pretty impressive to get there, though.
A very, very impressive season this year. So shout out to those boys, man. They a lot of those guys. My daughters obviously go to that school, and I know the head coach very well, and I know that they have endured some tough seasons. Some of those seniors on that team, and so for them to get the chance to experience seeing it through from finish is pretty spectacular. So shout out to the boys, Mount Carmel baseball team. That being said, I have to share this story with you. Last night, Chris was later on today. We recorded our Big Five. You guys will get a chance to hear it. But Chris will bring up in that Big Five. There's a segment talking about how we travel. Well, last night was one of those times where traveling regular would have been better.
Better than the old
chartered flight.
Charter flight.
I mean,
yes.
You guys are on the Roku game. It started early.
First of all, we're on the Roku game, so that already starts the day off, kind of.
Yeah. Wait a second. Was there actually a game played yesterday? I didn't even know. It was like a tree falling in the forest.
I didn't watch the game at all on TV yesterday.
No, I had no idea. No idea until I saw the highlights later in the day.
I see what you guys are doing there. Yeah. Yes, it was a Roku game, so... yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys didn't get a chance to see it, But Roku game starts at 12:10, an hour earlier than normal. And it may not seem like a big deal, but that's that's hours earlier buses. That's an earlier wake-up call. So, you know, guys are kind of like not feeling great about it. But the bonus is, well, shoot, we'll get out of here early. We'll get back into San Diego, be able to possibly, you know, spend some time with your fam before, you know, they got to go to bed. So our bus, early bus, which is the media, left at 3:30, I believe the time was yesterday. We get to the airport. We go through the TSA, quick TSA check. You know how it works. You get off the bus. They got a little iPad. You show them your real ID. Not a Costco card, everybody. Not a Costco card.
I don't know if you saw this, yes.
But TSA literally had to put out a tweet that Costco cards are not real IDs.
What do you mean?
So exactly. What do you mean? So, yeah, real ID. And so, you know, occasionally you get the little red, when they tap your name, it turns red. Guess what? You got to go to the check line.
That was me yesterday. Okay.
So I get on the plane. Everything's going well. Having my vegetables and my fruit, you know, because SD Fat Loss is still rolling along here.
By the way, you're looking quite trim, my friend.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You're doing all right. Although this road trip wasn't a good one for me.
Challenge.
I'll get to that in a little bit.
It's a challenge.
At some point, we start to hear we have a flat tire.
On the plane?
On the plane. And so this ain't a regular flat tire. Like, you're not just going to get out the plane and, like, jack it up.
Where's Gavin Sheets? He knows how to change tires.
Hold on.
Wait, I have a question. Were you actually flying?
No. Thank God we weren't.
Because you can't land with a flat tire. You guys would still be up there.
I mean, they have, like, five tires, Chris.
No. Never mind. But this is not, this is not a normal deal, right? We're on the private side of the airport. So there's a whole bunch of, what's a good word for this? There's a bunch of obstacles that have to take place now because we are not on the regular side of the airport. We're a Delta flying team, which typically means if you're on the regular side, the Delta team comes out, about five folks come out, they help change it. We're not private side. So that also means private, people coming to fix the wheel. So my man pulls up. It's just one guy.
Mind you,
this wheel is like, I mean, it's
the size
of me. Right. It's not small. We have to all get off the plane because he can't jack it up.
It's too heavy.
We all got off the plane.
Oh, boy.
And now we're on the tarmac. And if you guys don't know, if you're around a bunch of baseball players, they all have somewhat of a ADHD kind of thing happening. Like, they can't stand still for too long. So we're out there probably about 15 minutes. A bottle cap baseball game starts to crack off on the tarmac, right? It's just the players are over. Just a few of the players over there.
We must have a minute so that you can explain bottle cap baseball to us.
It's really not that big of an explanation. Look, I'm going to take this bottle cap off.
Yeah.
You take it and you fling it, right? And you got a bottle, right? You got a bottle.
Yep.
That's your bat. And they found a way to make some bases, and these guys are out there just trying to kill time.
Meanwhile,
my guy is looking like he's struggling with this tire.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Mind you, we got there at about 3:50. We ended up on that tarmac until about 9:45 when our flight left.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
6 hours?
Yeah. It was close to 10.
How come? Okay, I see every team, like the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees were stuck in Florida today because their plane had something going on. Where are all the people that are concerned about the Padres and their plane? Come on.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you. My man had to jack out. And you could just tell. And mind you, there's a bunch of people watching him. I'm sure this was not like the easiest job for him to do at this point.
A bunch of professional baseball players.
All eyes are on him right now. Nobody's taking their eyes off. He is struggling to kind of get this thing pumped up. So eventually, you know, he fills the tire up a little bit so that he can kind of get the tire in the air. Eventually, the tire gets on. We get back on the plane. That probably was about, 7 o'clock, We got on a plane, and we didn't take off for another. Took off at 10:01. Landed almost exactly midnight Pacific time.
Man,
that started out as a great day, 12:10 matchup. We're going to get home early, and it turned into an absolute nightmare.
Can I just, I want to say,
I feel for you, Tony.
Yeah, I do too, because we've all, I mean, any of us have come home on a Sunday from anywhere, and we've been there.
Not only that, just 5 hours of sitting around.
On the tarmac. No, I'm so glad that I was with a bunch of people that have a good sense of humor, because it could have got ugly real fast.
That's what I was going to say. First of all, you were able to get off the plane. I mean, and you had to get off the plane, because otherwise it might have just made you sit there. Secondly, if that was the Gulls hockey team that I used to travel with, your guy, my man, your guy.
You?
No. The guy trying to fix the tire.
Tire fixer.
He would have been mentally tortured beyond recognition by these hockey players. He wouldn't have been able to pick up a wrench after an hour.
Chris, I promise you, I was so happy that they were playing bottle rocket baseball.
So they weren't getting on his case.
They weren't on my man's.
Yeah.
Because if they would have been on my man's, I'm sure it would have been trouble.
Yes, we had.
We would still be there for sure. Would have been ragging my man. Because he was already struggling because, it was just one of them.
Why is there only one guy changing a plane tire?
There were about five other people that, like, I don't know if they worked in that area, but they were just watching him, like, just kind of looking at him doing his thing. it was funny in the moment. By the time it got to, like, 9 o'clock, it was like, man.
That's not funny anymore.
This is no longer funny.
And you got, like, a 3.5-hour flight. I mean, it's ridiculous. Tony texted me at 7:30 last night, and I was like, oh, how nice. Tony's home. He's probably checking email and stuff. No, he's still in Milwaukee.
When I sent you that text, I was literally on the tarmac, like, just kicking it at that point. I'm trying not to watch any of the movies I've downloaded because I need them for the actual 4-hour flight that we're about to go home with. There's another trip part. I already don't like to fly. You guys know this. My man put that tire on, and I don't know if he forgot something, but he had to take it back off. And at this point, you know, all kinds of thoughts are going through my head. This is the first flight that I actually put my seatbelt on when we landed, because I was not 1,000% sure that tire was gonna stay on.
That is brutal. That is absolutely horrific. Like, I cannot imagine. And I thought everybody got home in, like, a good time yesterday.
It harkened a story from 1994. The very last game of that season, I was there. We flew back from Houston. Same exact thing happened. Except in 94, there was no such thing as a dry plane. And so when we sat on that tarmac for like 7 hours, there were some very ornery baseball players that were willing to cuss any and everybody out that came back and didn't have news about the plane leaving. Fortunately, this is a dry plane, so you didn't have to worry about that. Everybody kept her cool. But, yeah, man, it was a long day yesterday, to say the least.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All good.
That's a hang with them, and it's beyond a hang with them, but I've been there. So
yeah,
I know where you're at. It's
all right.
Too bad.
I'm just concerned about the one guy. Like, come on. You can't get two guys to help him?
I was concerned, too. I mean, at one point, we pulled up our own YouTube video to see how you actually change
an airplane tire.
And that was honestly gave me comfort, because I was seeing him do stuff I just watched in the video, although it wasn't going as fast as I watched. And it still gave me a little bit of comfort that he was at least in the ballpark of where he should be.
Wow.
All right, let's get to break. We'll cover this Padre-Dodger matchup. See if we got some lineups, possibly.
We do have a Padres lineup we'll give you on the other side.
There it is. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is finally Dodgers Padres. First meeting of this season. By the way, may not seem so because the Dodgers did win the playoff series, but remember the Padres snapped a long streak last year of having lost the regular season series to LA. I don't remember how many years in a row it was. It was like 13 straight seasons or something.
It was a lot.
That the Dodgers had won the season series. Of course, the Padres won it last year. But I'll take what happened in 2022, right? I'd rather the Dodgers win the season and the Padres win the playoffs. So we'll see how it starts out tonight with Nick Pivetta, Dustin May. And I think it gives you just a good idea of what the Dodgers, where they're at right now. At least what I read this morning, unless it's changed, Dodgers starting pitchers for this series, TBD tomorrow, and no better than Justin Robleski, just up from the minor leagues, pitching on Wednesday. So Padres have been, you know, a little fortunate on stuff like that. I mean, you're going to miss Yamamoto in this series. Kershaw pitched yesterday. Obviously, there's no Blake Snell or Tyler Glasnow or Roki Sasaki.
2010 was what you're looking for on the series win.
The last time the Padres won the series, 13 years ago, which is about what I said. Thank you.
Book it.
Good job, Chris.
You're welcome. So anyway, Padres are set up, you know, with their three most reliable guys at the moment, Pivetta, Cease, and Vasquez. Day game on Wednesday. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think, you know, good for the Padres on that, right? This is they just ran through a road trip where they didn't miss anybody's ace. They got all of the Giants' good pitchers, and you know they got Freddie
Peralta yesterday.
He's good. Yesterday. Yeah, and he's their best pitcher.
Yeah, but it always turns out pretty much the end. But we did miss Skeens, and we're going to miss these guys. But, you know, look, these games are going to be fun. They're going to come down. The funny thing is we can break it down as many different ways as we want. But it's going to come down to probably a couple of things. First, the pitching, obviously. You get good starting pitching, you win. Your bullpen is lights out, you win. And then the other thing is runners in scoring position, right? The Padres win when they're hitting with runners in scoring position, and they don't when they don't. And the same is probably true for the Dodgers. Interestingly, too, Tony, the Padres have hit 42 home runs this year in their wins. Only 14 home runs in their 27 losses. So 3-1 margin home runs when they win. as opposed to when they lose. We'll see how it goes tonight. And I won't even bring up the stat.
I think that's a misleading statistic.
You do?
Because the Padres were like 15-2 and 3 and had like two homers during that point.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it out because I know that you disagree with it, but so I won't even mention Dodgers have hit 19 three-run homers this year and the Padres 3.
I'm going to leave it out.
Oh, sorry, I just mentioned it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it out, but here it is.
I'm going to leave it out, but you know,
19-3.
In case you forgot.
By the way, Padres have not hit a grand slam this year, nor have the Dodgers. Just throwing that out there.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
I have a lot of time on my hands. Okay. I didn't have as much time yesterday as I normally do because I watched that tennis match, and I do want to get into that in a second. But
are you kidding me?
Yeah, that tennis.
Both tennis matches were really good.
They were both good, but yesterday was epic and probably will be talked about like for ages as one of the greatest tennis matches ever played.
I actually felt sorry for my man Sinner. He looked like. He was going through it when he was sitting on that bench at the end after he lost.
Yeah,
that's
what happens when you lose a heartbreak. I think he's going to be heartbroken for a long time, and then after a while he's going to go, man, I was lucky to be a part of that one.
Yeah,
because he's going to be. It was. I mean, first it was epic, 5.5 hours. That's just the start
that's
of how
crazy.
Epic it was. Considering that I once ran a marathon in less than 5 hours myself, they played longer than that. Secondly, the twists and the turns were insane.
Crazy.
Sinner was up 2-0. Alcaraz got broken early in the third set, looked like he was just going to get swept. Then he battled back to win that. And then in the fourth set, something that you never see in a championship, Alcaraz was on the doorstep and was down love 40 on his serve. So he had to win 3 straight points or it was over. And he won them all. And then he held the game. And then he still had to break Sinner serve in the next game. And he did that. And then he won the tiebreak. And now we're in a fifth set. And by the interesting thing to me was by the time they got to the fifth set, it looked like Sinner was a broken man. Like he couldn't.
He was a broken man.
Right?
For
he
sure.
He was. And so Alcaraz started to move in for the kill. And he broke him early in the fifth set. And it looked like he was just going to finally cruise because Sinner. And then Sinner got off the mat and came back and ended up tying it up and sending it to a last tiebreak. So a lot of what reminded me of a great scene in the classic movie Rocky, where Apollo Creed in the first movie, where Apollo Creed knocks Sylvester Stallone, knocks him down for about the 8th time in the, you know, at near the end of the fight, and he just keeps knocking him down. And finally Apollo Creed is over in the corner. And he's kind of starting to celebrate a little with his handlers. And then he looks over, and Rocky not only gets up, but Rocky's waving him in. You remember this at all?
Yep.
And Apollo Creed goes like, you have got to be
kidding
me. That's what this match was like. It just seemed like it was over so many different times.
Are you kidding me?
And both guys were incredible. It's being compared to, you know, Borg and McEnroe and the classic Wimbledon, anything that Federer and Nadal ever did. It was that good. And I wanted to say one last thing because we know this guy. Brian Anderson was the play-by-play guy for it.
Yep.
And it takes a special talent to not Joe Tessitore that match, which is to say, this is incredible, and just keep saying it over and over and over again.
Showtime!
Thank you. He called it perfectly, and I just can't speak to that enough, because he could have ruined it by being over the top, because it was so over the top. Just on its own. But he did a perfect job. John McEnroe might be the best. You know, we talk about Barkley as being the best. I think McEnroe's right there with him. He hits the right note every single time.
Yeah.
And I really just, I mean, it was for 5.5 hours. And Lori was watching it with me. We had things to do that just got put on hold for an hour.
That was going to be my question. Did you watch it on DVR?
I did, and...
So, wait, okay. Hold on. You can put it on pause and go do your things and come back.
Yeah, but we couldn't leave. It was too good.
That's how good the game was.
It was so good. There was one last little thing that I had to deal with. I taped the DVR'd the match, and I gave it 3 extra hours of coverage.
Oh yeah, because you can extend your coverage so it doesn't get cut off.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Well, I had 6 hours of coverage. The final point of the match happened 2 minutes before my DVR ended.
I'm a clown.
I almost was. My point being, I almost didn't get to see the end.
Let me tell you, after all of this time. That was a feature that DirecTV added late. They didn't have it at first, so it would only go a certain distance.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many Laker games I had cut off like in the middle of overtime because I didn't have the extension that you need. That's heads-up thinking on your part there, Chris.
Yeah, but it almost wasn't enough heads-up thinking because I
mean, that wouldn't have been your fault, though.
Like,
you put it for 6 hours. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But, man, that was something. It was a classic, and it was beyond. You know, McEnroe hit all the right notes, and he's just said, within about the fifth set, McEnroe said, this is a great match if you're a tennis. And then he stopped himself, and he goes, you know what? This is just great if you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be a tennis fan. This was incredible.
I guess that's why I didn't like it, because I'm not a sports fan, right, guys?
What, did you not watch any of it, or did you just not think
it
was good?
Honestly, I just saw it pop up on my phone, and I didn't realize how great it was.
It really was.
Because I didn't see anything about that, but I will go check out highlights now.
The twists and turns were just insane. It was over 10 different times, only it wasn't. Great one yesterday. NBA Finals last night, not as good. Nope. As the tennis, kind of a typical, to me, game two, where the favorite lost game one at home. They just come back in game two, and, you know, they got it. You know, Oklahoma City did what they had to do, and they controlled that game. Indiana was never able to really get into it, which didn't surprise me too much. I was expecting that. So,
yeah.
1-1.
It's right where it's supposed to be, right? The playoffs don't start till both teams win on the road, or until one team wins on the road. So the playoffs started after game one.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how it goes. The Thunder were much better in yesterday's game than they were. They finished the job, I should say, this time around.
And the two heroes for Oklahoma City, although, again, this is my fault because I don't want to love SGA and I really should start appreciating him more. But he gets all the credit because he had a great game and an MVP and he's in the headline. He had his typical game, if you ask me, 34 points. That's what he does every time. But the guys who did not have typical games were Caruso and Wiggins off the bench, scored 38 points for Oklahoma City. Yeah. And I thought that was a big difference. Caruso's my guy. We know that. And he scored 20 points.
He gets 20 points. We never gave him up.
No. If Caruso gets 20 points, that's money found. He wins you the game without scoring 20 points. Anyway, good series. 1-1 back to Indy for that. Scraby's got the lineup. We kind of alluded the lineup. So let's go, Scraby. What do you got?
All right. We are going to start off with Fernando Tatis Jr.
I can't believe they're still batting him leadoff. In fact, when is he going to the minor leagues?
Oh, no, that's a Padres pen pal question.
Oh, we're
going
to address that in Padre pen pals.
Which I thought was an astute question.
You thought that was an astute question.
Oh, everybody be ready for Padres pen pals.
The minor leagues?
Everybody be ready for that because there's a lot of conversation.
Well, he's not just going to the minor leagues alone. I'm pretty sure Jackson Merrill's going with him, but go ahead.
Yes, Fernando leading off, playing right field. Luis Arraez playing first base, batting second. Manny Machado playing third, batting third. Jackson Merrill in center field, batting cleanup. DH is Sheets, batting fifth. Bogart, shortstop, sixth. Cronenworth, seventh, playing second base. Wade, eighth, playing left field. And then Diaz catching, batting ninth. And Pivetta is on the mound.
Dodger lineup is not yet out, at least that I have. Dustin May will pitch for LA. I want to ask you this, Tony. Maldonado gets the call with Burgert yesterday. And he seems to get the call with the young guys. So that is telling me something, that, you know, Mike Shildt wants his, you know, incredible acumen behind the plate when the young guys are pitching.
I think your read is 1,000% correct.
Okay.
Maldi is a baseball savant.
He must be doing things out there. Because honestly,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he must be doing things that the fans and I are not seeing, really.
You guys won't see it. That's because a lot of the stuff you see only is swinging the bat, throwing the baseball, right? I mean, he let one ball get by him yesterday that I thought he should have, but for the most part, man, he does a great job blocking. He controls the run game, but it's how he sees the game. I don't know. Check him out on days he's not playing. When that camera goes in to see Mike Shildt, almost every time they go there, Maldi is standing near Shildt. This is a dude who wants to be a manager when it's all said and done. And so I think that's exactly what you're looking at, Chris. Mike trusts him a lot when it comes to especially the younger pitchers on his staff, whether it's Vasquez, whether it's Burgert we saw yesterday. He's typically the guy that does it. That doesn't mean he doesn't handle some of the veterans too, but yeah, man, his worth is his mind. That's where he is being able to get the playing time he gets.
Because frankly, Diaz is hitting a little better, but a little better. But I think Diaz defensively, at least from what I see, has been better than I expected. My point is, I'm always a little surprised to see that they keep sharing time almost 50-50. But I've started coming around to the realization that it's because Maldonado does things I don't see.
Yeah, I mean, Diaz is not out hitting Maldi by that much.
Right.
So, like, unless you have a situation where it was like Higashioka last year, where it was a clear difference offensively, it's a push offensively from my standpoint. Defensively, I think Diaz has been better than I think anybody thought he was going to be. But I still think Maldi's the better guy still at that point. But Diaz is in the lineup tonight. So
right. And what about these two guys that pitched over the, Kolek followed by Burgert. The Padres, you've got to give credit somewhere to some coaching and minor league people that are somehow getting these guys ready to go. I know that they have the talent. You've got to have the God-given talent. But for how many pitchers come up to the Padres that we have all never really heard of, unless you're one of these crazy savants who looks at single-A rosters. But they all come up and they look like they know what they're doing. And that's what I see with Burgert. He's out there. He looks beyond his years almost. Kolek, the same thing. We saw it last year with Waldron. Somewhere somebody's doing a nice job. And then, when they get here, Niebla and those guys take over. But I don't feel lost with these guys pitching. And so many teams bring up guys to take a roster spot for an injury, and they don't get this kind of pitching. So
I think that this is what it looks like when you have a cohesive message and kind of direction you want your staffs to go in, right? That's why it can look like – just think about some of the teams that seemingly never run out of pitching, right? You can count this team that the Padres are playing against today. The Guardians come to mind as a team that no matter what their offense looks like, they seemingly pitch. There's a few teams out there like that. Seattle's another one that's kind of popped up on the radar. I think that's what you're starting to see from the Padres. They don't have maybe some of the top-tier prospects that kind of go along with that, but – You can't say that Ryan Burgert hasn't come up here and been impressive.
Impressive.
We watched him in spring training, didn't think much of it. He comes here, he looks exactly like he knows what he's doing. He pitches like he's been here before. And the same has gone for Kolek. And although he's had a little bit more experience under his belt because he pitched out of the bullpen for a good chunk of the season last year, this is all what it looks like when you have some talent mixed with the right message and direction you want your pitchers to go so that when they come up here, they can just fall right in line with everybody else. It's been impressive to watch Kolek and Burgert, specifically Kolek, because of what we saw from last year. He was out of the bullpen, pitching a certain way. He's come up here. It hasn't always been, like, perfect. But, man, I tell you what, man, he's shown a lot of moxie in these last couple starts where he's gotten in some early trouble, pitched his way out of it. And just, he's shown some marbles, if
yeah,
you will.
It's working. Padres' last 10 wins have been by either one or two runs, so I would expect nothing different tonight. Just to reacquaint ourselves with the Dodgers, we got a minute or two before the top of the hour. We all know about Shohei. He's got 23 homers. He's got 11 steals this year, so he's not running quite as much. Andy Pajes has emerged here.
Year two, he's feeling a little more comfortable this time around.
12 homers now.
Wasn't it just earlier this year where fans were calling for him to be removed from the lineup because he couldn't play center field?
Of course. Mookie Betts.
There you go.
Mookie's been battling a little injury bug, but he's still got 9 homers, .274. Freddie Freeman is hitting .345. So, I mean, he's incredible. OPS is 1,000. Max Muncy, after a terrible start, has picked it up. He's got 9 homers now, .235 average. Michael Conforto still hasn't yet picked it up. 3 homers, hitting .170. Anyway, little reacquainting with the Dodgers. Hyesung Kim has come up and done okay. Guy's hitting .414 in limited time since the Dodgers brought him up. All right, game one of the series tonight. Morgan and Chris ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.